Welcome to the Business in His Image podcast. I'm your host, Joe Harris. If you're new to this podcast, Business in His Image is a resource for Christian entrepreneurs who want to honor Christ in their business. They want to find Christ-centered resources to grow their business. They want to make Christ-centered connections with other entrepreneurs who share their values. And this is the place where you are going to find that. So I'm so excited you're here. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to honor God with your business. So as Christians, we want to honor God with our resources. We want to put God first in every aspect of our lives. But when it comes to business, maybe you're not exactly sure how to do that. So I want to walk you through 5 practical steps that you can take to really involve God in your business. And these are some of the things that have really helped me as well in my own journey as a Christian entrepreneur. The first thing I'm going to talk about is involving God in your business through prayer and fasting, right? Proverbs 16 verse 3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." How do we commit our works to God? How do we involve Him in the plans that we're doing? Well, simply by committing what we're doing through prayer, right? Committing our plans to God in prayer. Whatever it is that you're currently working on in your business, you can involve God by simply praying over it. Letting God know what it is you plan to do. Ask Him to establish your steps. Ask Him to give you direction. Ask Him to bless your plans, to firm them, right? For things to go smoothly. And even fast for your business, taking dedicated days where you are praying and fasting over your business for God to bring success, for God to bring direction, for Him to orchestrate the right transactions, to bring the right people your way. That is really, really powerful. And that is probably, I would say, the foundation of involving God in your business. Because if you're not praying and fasting about your business, that means you're trying to do things in your own strength. You're doing things in your own flesh. And God, He's not a part of that. He wants to be involved in your business, but you have to allow Him. You have to invite the Holy Spirit into the things that you are doing so that He can help you and lead you. The second thing that you can do, and I touched on this a little bit in step one, is to ask God for direction. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generally to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So with this in particular, we're not just praying generally, right, about your business, but you are specifically asking the Lord to give you direction about what you're doing, to give you specific wisdom in your business, creativity for how to do things, right? What you should do, the decisions that you should make is very, very specific. We have to remember that God wants to be involved in everything, and He knows about everything. When you read the Bible, God gave people all sorts of wisdom in their industry. When God called Moses to build the tabernacle, He already had specific people in mind that He wanted to do certain tasks because of the skill that He gave them. And the same goes for your business. There are people out there that God already has in mind that you can delegate to, right? Or there may be a particular way of doing things that you haven't discovered yet because you haven't been seeking the Lord. So when you seek the Lord, He's going to give you a better way, a more effective, easier, wiser way of doing things that's going to be more profitable for your business, easier, right? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes that if the axe is dull, you have to exert more strength, but wisdom will tell you to sharpen the axe, right? Then you can cut the wood with less effort. So wisdom will help you to do things more skillfully. So seek the Lord for wisdom, for creativity, for ideas, and also for direction in the decisions that you're making. Don't rely on yourself. Don't think that you can handle it on your own. God wants you to rely on Him. The third way that you can involve God in your business is to look for ways that you can evangelize using your business platform. Pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you to people that you can share Christ with. Pray for ways, for ideas to share the light of Christ, to share the word of God. This is something that God has convicted me about within my own business. So I run 2 separate businesses alongside my husband. We run them together. And in one of the businesses in particular, God led me to start sharing Bible verses in my weekly newsletters. And so that's what I did, right? And my business serves believers and unbelievers, people of different backgrounds, different faiths. But that's something that the Lord led me to do. And I had to trust God that He will bring the right people, right, into my audience. And if they leave because they don't like it, then maybe those were not the people that I'm called to serve. So in faith, look for ways that the Holy Spirit would lead you to start sharing Christ and being more open about your faith, right? But specifically for ways that you can reach unbelievers through your business, right? Through your product or service with the Word of God, because that's what we're called to do. We're called to be a light in the world. And the Bible says that a light set on the hill cannot be hidden. We are not meant to hide our light. Our faith is not meant to be a hidden faith, right? We need to be open about our faith. The next point I want to share with you on how to involve God in your business is to share your biblical values. So we talked about looking for opportunities to evangelize, but here I'm specifically talking in terms of what does the Bible say about the way that we should live, right? So whether it's with customers, employees, the contractors that you are outsourcing to, embed your biblical beliefs into your company, into your company culture, your employee handbook, and be open about them and share it with other people. There's people out there that do know about God, but they don't know how they should live, right? They don't know how God actually expects us to live as Christians. We not only want to point to Christ, but we also want to share specifically about His teachings. So one way to do that is talking about your biblical values, what you stand for, what you believe. And there's so many ways to do this, but pray for the Holy Spirit to show you how to do it specifically in your business. And I will also add to that, that we should not only just talk about our biblical values, but we should also make sure that we are living them out, right? Not only telling people, but also showing them through our actions. So make sure that you are being intentional in your business to also live out these values, not just in your personal everyday life, but the way that you conduct your business. The fifth thing that I want to share with you today is fellowship with other believers in your business, whether it's workers, customers, people that you just interact with on a daily basis. If you know that someone is a believer, then talk about Christ with them. Go out of your way to ask them, what is it that God has been teaching them? Or share a Bible verse with them. If you know that someone shares your beliefs, there's no reason why, you know, you shouldn't be taking time to fellowship with them. At times, what I notice is that we can be in the same environment with other believers, but for some reason, we're not talking about God. We're not fellowshipping. We're just going on, carrying on, talking about otherworldly things. And obviously, within our business, we do need to talk about other things. However, we can still be intentional to find time for fellowship, right? Prioritizing the Word of God, sharing what God has done for you in your life, what God is teaching you, and let's normalize talking about Christ. That's something that God has been putting on my heart lately. Let's normalize talking about Christ and His Word with other Christians, even with other unbelievers, sharing that with them, using wisdom, being Spirit-led, of course, but nonetheless, let's normalize that. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in His presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored His name." I love this verse so much. Can you just picture that in your mind, that there are believers who are sitting together talking about the name of the Lord, and God is remembering it? God is writing it down in a scroll of remembrance that those people were talking about Him. How beautiful is that? So keep that in mind. The Lord wants us to talk about Him. The Lord wants us to involve Him in every aspect of our lives, whether it's our business, whether it's other aspects of our daily life, going to school, taking care of our kids, whatever it may be. But let's normalize uplifting the name of Jesus in every aspect of our lives. God likes it. It pleases Him, and He will write it down in His scroll of remembrance. Now, I've talked about five ways that you can use to involve God in your business, but I also want to share a bonus, and that is sharing your testimony. Sharing our testimonies is so powerful. At times, we may come into contact with people who are a little apprehensive to hear about our faith. They may not want to hear about the Bible, about Jesus Christ and the gospel. However, they may be open to hearing a testimony and what God has done in your life. And that is such a powerful way to minister. And you can use your business platform to share your testimony. You can even start with how you started your business. Because if you are a Christian entrepreneur, God had a hand in your business. It's not something that you did in your own ability, right? God gave you those gifts. He gave you that idea for that business, and he gave you the success. It didn't come from you, and we have to remember that. So share your testimony. Even if you have the blessing of speaking on a media platform, if you're on a podcast or doing some form of interview, and the host is asking you about your business, you have an opportunity right there to share about what God has done for you, right? So that's another way that you can involve God in your business. That's what I wanted to share with you today. I really pray that this episode is a blessing to you and that the Lord will use this to spark more ideas for you. I really encourage you to take these ideas to the Lord in prayer and ask him how he would have you apply them to your personal business. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you would like to continue receiving updates about new episodes, please make sure you subscribe, and also subscribe to our email newsletter. I'm going to be sending out a monthly newsletter. You can go in the show notes to find the link where you can subscribe to that, and you can connect with us on Instagram as well at Business in His Image. All right. So God bless you, keep you, and guide you in Jesus' name.